More and more, Brazil is flexing its bulging economic muscle. At a time of constrained global economic expansion, Brazil's projected 7% growth rate this year is among the world's highest. An exporting dynamo, Brazil boasts the world's third biggest airplane manufacturer and agricultural production that could one day rival that of the United States. It is also a world leader in biofuels and alternative energy. Basking in the glow of Brazil's impressive performance is President Lula da Silva of the center-left Workers' Party, who has led the country for the last 8 years.
We now have stable and accelerated economic growth, which will allow our society to flourish, guaranteeing a greater country for our sons and daughters.
Mr. da Silva prepares to leave office as one of Latin America's most popular leaders, with domestic approval ratings consistently above 60%. His chosen successor is Dilma Rousseff, an economist and the president's chief of staff. She has pledged to build upon Mr. da Silva's accomplishments.
E acho que nós somos dos países mais dinâmicos da próxima década.
I believe we will have one of the most dynamic countries in the next decade. Foreign investors have a special environment here, a stable democracy, a country without ethnic conflicts and without wars.
Sem lutas étnicas, né? Sem guerra, né?
Rousseff's strongest opponent is Sao Paulo State Governor José Serra, who says Brazil can do even better than it has of late.
Nós devemos admitir ainda que falta muito por fazer.
We must admit that there is still much to be done. If we consider progress in other countries and Brazil's potential, there is but one conclusion. Brazil can be even more than it is today.
Serra belongs to the center-right Social Democracy Party of former President Fernando Henrique Cardoso. Mr. Cardoso preceded Mr. da Silva and is credited with many of the economic reforms that came to fruition during the da Silva presidency. Former New York Times correspondent Larry Roeder spent more than a decade reporting in Brazil and has written a book on the country.
There's been enormous continuity in economic and social policy. Lula was elected promising a rupture with capitalism. To his credit, that did not occur. He has, in fact, expanded and deepened many of the social and economic policies of the Fernando Henrique Cardoso years.
Rousseff has no prior experience in elected office, and allegations of influence peddling have been leveled against members of her staff. Nevertheless, she is widely expected to win the presidential vote, possibly in the first round.
But Lula wanted her to be president, his successor, and he has stumped for her. He's been all over the country, made it clear that she is his candidate, and his popularity, this was the big concern. This was the big unknown factor. Can he transfer his popularity to her? At this juncture, it looks like the answer is yes.
Investors initially greeted Mr. da Silva's presidency with panic, fearing the former labor leader and leftist firebrand would strangle Brazil's private sector. No such anxiety surrounds the country's current presidential vote, according to Latin America investment and bond analyst Shelley Shetty of New York-based Fitch Ratings.
We do not expect either of the front runners, either Dilma Rousseff or José Serra, to materially undermine the current macroeconomic pillars or macroeconomic settings of Brazil. The question is whether the next president takes a strong economy and makes it even stronger, or just misses the opportunity of taking Brazil to the next level.
And that next level could include greater diplomatic clout. Brazil is one of several emerging world powers pressing the United Nations for an expansion of permanent seats on the Security Council. Michael Bowman, VOA News.